a question. We mentioned yesterday, we're reading the beautiful Pesachei Tshuva. Oh, the Machaya to read it. You can close the door now, because enough of the... Okay, I think we got rid of most of the Halia. So you can close the Halia. I get rid of some of that hot stuff. We're discussing about whether the Mokom get should depend upon Loshon B'nei Adam or Loshon HaHalacha. You may recall, if I read the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkan Aleph in the Get Poshut, Chavov, where he quotes, that in Loshon B'nei Adam, Chutz La'ir, even within the Tchum, is not considered to be part of the city. Hanodem B'nei'ir Mutnal Dikonis B'tchuma. The Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash, you see quoted in the Beisheres of Tshuvas Rashbo. That's Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham, not Rabbi Shlomo ben Adar, it's a famous Rashbo. This is another Rashbo. First look at Rashbo, he means this Rashbo. The Rash, but the Rash and the Mishnayos, that's this Rishon. Two different Rishon would have the same name. Shimshon ben Avraham and Rabbi Shlomo ben Adar, they both call Rashbo. But if it's normally Stam Rashbo, it's Rabbi Shlomo ben Adar, it's a Sephardic Godel. And once in a while, Rashbo and some Tosfos, Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham, also known as the Rash Mishantz, or the Perish and the Mishnayos, and Taurus Kohanim. That's this Rabbeinu Shimshon is quoted in the Tshuva Sulaimani. He says, and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, that he brings the Rash in Rosh Hashanah, the Yerushalayim, Krov of Prat, Liyoshev, Eschut, Tzutchum, see whether the Tzutchum is considered part of the city, and then one more Chulin, that the Chumras of the city have to keep within the Tchum, and in Makis, the Tchum is collate. So the Ma'ariv says, it's not a question from the Dorim, because the Dorim halach ha-loshon b'nei Adam. So we see from here that in Git Mifal Loshon Torah, and therefore we can write the city according to this Shita, within the Tchum, and the Dorim is different. Other Rishonim seem to disagree and say no. That Gittin is like Nidarim. That's if you take a look and let's look inside together. Tov Chav Zayin. Okay, let's look inside. In the Mordechai. Tov Chav Zayin. Who's on the Ma'amar Karmis? This is what's quoted over here. And he uses the expression Gittin is like Nidarim. I mean, what does that mean? What's he saying in effect? But even if you're right that in halachic terms it's considered the city until the Tchum from Shabbos. But in Gittin, we're more concerned with colloquial terms. Lashon B'nei Adam. And Lashon B'nei Adam, it's only Toch Ibura. Remember that? That's within 70 Amas of the city. What does it say in Tov Chav Zayin? There's a Hagol. Right, discussing the... Here we hear the rice that we saw. Yesh Mefarshim. Everyone see it, please? It's page 12 in the Dapei HaMordechai. Column 1, a quarter down the column. Hagol, yesh mefarshim. Tzorach lichtov kol hanahara shebetoch tchum ha'ir. Now, originally we're discussing someone who's writing a get in the suburbs of the city. Here, the context is what rivers count, but the same principle. Again, the kol toch tchum ha'ir habi b'chal ha'ir. B'rayosin per kalabasa. B'chal, achlitnu chutz l'tchum. That you can only eat it, you shouldn't eat it in the city, because the chumrah in the city, that they have some kind of kashrus chumrah, so you have to keep the kashrus chumrah as makom shenagu, even to the end of the tchum. But the darim, lo mashmakein, tak betochi bula shaliyah betochi ir. What does it say? I know them in an ir, mutla likonis betchuma, also likonis betochi bura, stira. Alright? The kamari, the ama akrav, ahibi osbi yoshua, biricho, baksiva, yichu, masargeris, masugeris, shmamana bi bura havakoi, upark dilma betchuma, Umishani, Ksivu Madosem Chutzlair, Vahasim Gabimidas Tchumin, Gabimidas Tchumin Avakoi, Vafilohachi Kori Tochatchum Chutzlair. Now, here in the Mordechai, is he giving a terrace or is he giving no terrace? Or is he saying it's a machlokas? He doesn't seem to say the teretz which we saw here in the Ma'ariv of what? Of Loshon B'nei Adam. And the reason why he doesn't give the teretz for Pashtus is because the Gemara's mashma that's not true. The Gemara which is in the Hemshecha Gemara. Right? I'm not sure. I have to look at the Dorn and Vav, which we especially Rabbi Yochanan, who quotes a pasuk, and the Gemara is discussing maybe Tchum is considered part of the city. Yes or no? We're not sure exactly. And what is the proof that out of the Eber and Chutz, out of the Eber and Tocha Tchum is not part of the city? As it says in pasuk, Umadosim Chutz Leir, Vosim Kavik Midas Tchum and Avakoi, and still Kori Tocha Tchum Chutz Leir. So you see, even in Lashon HaTorah, it's considered to be Chutz Leir. And we can't say it's only Lashon B'nei Adam. That's the Mordechai's mashup. I mean, it's the Gemara's mashup that way. So that contradicts by the Chazon Ish. See what it says over here in the Ma'ariv, quoted by the Pesach Tshuva, that the Dorm was pure Lashon B'nei Adam, and you look up the Gemara, and you don't have to be a Bucky in Shas. Even if the people in this Shira and Lord of Ma'amakomus know this Gemara. from now, go out to Mordechai over here. So this is against what we said yesterday. Yesterday we said in Lashon Torah it's clear that it's considered to be the part of the city even to the Tchum line. And the Dorim and Vav is different because Lashon B'nei Adam. But if you look in the Hemshech HaGemara as cited here in the Nagos Mordechai, it's not so. The Moslem is talking in halachic terms that it's considered Chutz La'ir once you pass the Ibur. So that makes that's just R number one. To come to us, then it's already a question of. So originally we thought maybe the machlokes is what is getting depend upon Lashon B'nei Adam or Lashon Torah, right? And there'll be a machlokes in this context. Now it becomes even less clear. What exactly do we follow? So what do we follow in Hilchos Gittin? Lashon Torah or Lashon B'nei Adam? And the fact that they're bringing these riots back and forth, whatever the particular conclusion of this particular problem is, indicates that we follow Lashon Torah. Because if it's Lashon B'nei Adam, what are you bringing riots from all kinds of strange halachas of Perek Kol HaBosar, you know, which is depends about chumras in a particular place. Unless you'll say that the chumra of the place also depends on Lashon B'nei Adam. That would be a strange thing, but it's possible. You have to be machmer in a particular place, and it's just because the reason machmer in that place is because of the covenant of the residents. So whoever considers himself part of that residency, you could argue that that's arguably. Although Eir HaMiklat that's quoted, that's not Eir HaMiklat, it's certainly a purely halachic statement. That's how it starts with Eir HaMiklat. That's a pure halacha, no? And again, it's not so clear what should determine. We'll see later other nafkaminas, but this is a very important question. That's our number one, which was missing from yesterday. Okay? Now, we are continuing, we left off and the question of what happens if you leave out the place completely, right? And that's what we do, because the Rosena Marupa Biodena, people are moving from place to place. We saw already a Ravid yesterday who seemed to say that it's no good. No good even means even Bidiyev no good, although the Rabbanan. We read a Shulta Giborim, seemed to say that it's no good even Midda Oraisa. It makes this matter just that much worse. It's a big problem. How do we handle this situation? A big problem. It's interesting, but the Beis Yosef wants to say that a Mokum is Makir B'diyev, but he doesn't really quote the Hasugah Saravid over here. But the Hasugah Saravid I read yesterday could be read in different ways. It's not so clear. It's not so clear what the Raivid that we saw yesterday in page Yud Zion means that the Mokum B was Ma'akev. I'll tell you why. It's what we call overkill. Let's take one more glance. We read it quickly on the Shia yesterday. One more glance at the Ravid and Yud Zayin and Manalev here, Dapa Yarif. Hitzkiram and Gamliel, she calls it Beis Shemis, Shem Ayir Shenichtav Sham, Vashem Yiro Shayotza Misham, Ushnea Ma'akvimbo. If you're going to say that the Ravid means Kipshuto, it's going to be unbelievable Chumra, that he requires not only the Shem Mokum Dira, but even the Shem Mokum Amida. Now, Tosis made fun of this. Tosis said, Shem Mokum Amida, ain't Sog Lakos Maklal. And he proves it. Call I give him Dina Sayam. They send a get from China. Well, that's not about China. They send a get from New York, and the woman is supposed to be somewhere in, who knows, in Chicago. They know I hold Medesayom in Chicago, because for all I know, she took a trip to Milwaukee, a day trip. So the get will be possible. She's out of Medesayom. They didn't have telephones. You know, today we can go on the phone, see if she really is in Chicago. But you couldn't do that those years. They'd give a get from far away. According to the Ravid, Mamish, a get would be possible and ever sent from place to place, you need to put in the Mokam Adira. No? How can the Ravid be true? How can this Ravid say what he says? The Ravid, if you take his Kipshuto, says what? He says, Hiskam Gamliel, Shekosav Beis Shem, Hashem Yisha Nichtav Shem, Hashem Yiro Shiyotze Misham, Ushneim Akvim Bo. And the Pashtus is no difference between him and her. The Pashtus. The Pashtus. So that's the question. It's overkill. So what occurred to me is that maybe the Ravid never meant this at all. Maybe the Ravid, look at the last line of the Ravid. When on the Akshav, no kosum, the Cholod, and the Cholshum, Sheyeshlo, and they are Chanichas, nicknames, the Lokosav Lalike. All of a sudden he's talking about the person's names. So maybe what the Ravid really means over here is something we're going to discuss, Belinet, Be'iyu, and Rav, probably after Pesach. Ooh. How much time we really having for the Pesach this year? But I would like to dispose. No, I can't wait that long. Not that much. A week? A week? Oy. Well, then maybe I have to do it before. The din of Shemus to get. That's the most important thing of all. Getting the Shemus, the person's name. So I thought maybe it's referring to the person's name, because a person have two different names. They call him one name where he was born, or one name where he lives, or one name where he's let's say where he happens to be right now. You know, people have two different names. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. When they're in the frum circles, they call him Chaim. And when they're more generals, they call him Charlie. Some, you know, say they're going to have two different names. So that's what the Ravid means. That the shame of the person in the two Makomas is Ma'ake. That's what it means. Kids, so you can't be a Raya Brewer from this Ravid. Yeah?
You're talking about Siva, Makom Siva, and Makom Tiva.
Right.
Right,
no, I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm not sure pshat in the. I'm not sure what pshat is in this writing.
So what's wrong with
Steve and you? Why should the Shem Bokosh Shekosvin?
Never said that.
Ah, you're saying Ksiva means Ksiva, so I get the Aid means the Aiden.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And wait, I don't know what you're asking, Shem. Is that.
I think Chaim is right. What I ask the kasha is no kasha. The Rav could just be saying you have to have shemokam amida, not amida of the baal, amida the edim. Shemokam edim and shemokam ha baal where he lives. It's not the pashup shot in Rabbi Gamliel at all. Look at the Mishnah. His Rabbi Gamliel she calls an ish ponu choshem sheyesh lo ish ponu choshem sheyesh. The Gemara doesn't say anything about where they ate him standing. So I'm not sure what the Ravid means over here. Because why am I saying all this? Because in the fancy Tur Beis Yosef, when they quote this, you know, the new one, when they quote that the Ravid has this Kumra, that if you leave out the Shem Hamokum, it's no good. So they first, in the parentheses, they write, what Ravid? Oh, the Ravid, which is Yud Zayin Amun Aleph in Dapei Harif. That's the Ravid which supposedly is Machmir, that's quoted. If you don't have the Mokum, it's no good.
This is
Hold on a second. So we have the Rosh Beferish we saw yesterday that's not Ma'akev. If you leave out the Mokum Adira, it's okay. And he quotes other Gedolim who say the same thing. Alright? Aval Ravid Poser. So where? He tells you, look on page Yud Zayin. On the bottom it says, in the footnote, Tezvav, nothing doing. The muck of the Ravid is different from Baba Basra Kufsan of Zion. And at the Beis Yosef, at the end of the Siman quotes again, the Ran and Get Poshet, that Kufsan of Zion. That's what it means, not this Ravid. This Ravid doesn't mean anything. It could mean something different. We can't tell what this Ravid means. It's not so clear what he means. So what is the Ravid Kufsan of Zion? I'm going to tell you what he says. The Gemara we know about. We learned the Gemara once before. What is the Gemara talking about? The terrible problem. Because there can be a get written and given over fraudulently. What do you mean? They'll write for one Yosef and Shimon, and they'll give it over to a wife of a different Yosef and Shimon. Something about a fraud, right? Remember, Hakara, we spent a lot of time discussing that sugya. That's that sugya. So the Chedushei Aran on that daf, as cited by the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, our Siman, says as follows. Cost of the Ran Bechidusha. What do you want to say there in Kuf Samam Zayin Amad Beis? Kol Shuchzak Beir, Kol Shuchzak Shmo Beir Shloshim Yom, Ein Choshish in Lo. Says the Ravid, Kosev the Ravid, that Lo Chashina and Dilma Shika Yosef and Shimon Achvina B'mosach Vita, the Kosev Haigita Hocha, O Mamtel into the Heich, Shamina Mina, the Shem Irel, the Shem Irel, Ma'akvin Beget, the Sulekel Lamechash Levidi. That the shame of the place of dwelling must be an absolute prerequisite for the get to be kosher. Otherwise, who cares? The guy, it was Huchzak in the name, Yosef ben Shimon, in this particular city. Great. He's here 30 days. We know his name was Yosef ben Shimon. Terrific. So what? But if you don't write the name of where he lives, so you write on just Yosef ben Shimon, so he's really, yeah, he really is Yosef ben Shimon. But there'll still be a black market, a forged gittin, a fraudulent gittin, for people who have the same names. Put an ad in the Jewish Week. And they have these love lines there, Dorton. So there could be hate lines. Yosef and Shimon, looking for a like, for a namesake, Yosef and Shimon elsewhere will perpetrate some kind of a fraud about a get. And you know, again, email me at yeah. So find another Yosef and Shimon from a different city. So, no. That's the Ron's kasha. So the Ron's must be, you have to write even the Yikuva, Yosef and Shimon from Detroit. So if there's only one Yosef and Shimon there, that's Ma'akir. That's where they can't perpetrate any fraud. This is the Ravid which the post can really be quoted as a source for the din, that you actually have to have the shame of the name of the place where they live, Le'ikuva. Comes a Dake Moshe, Yudzayin, it says, from his boyer, back in Oz Beis, she'ein anu kosnak mokam amida. That's Oz Beis in the same Kuf of Ches, in the Dark Emosha of the Ramah, where he writes the famous halach, which we've spoken about before, that b'zman hazeh, we move from place to place, the custom arises to leave out the name, and it's the chein no'agin, k'mo she'tira b'nusuch ha'get she'kosafti, simen Kuf Chavov. What does that mean? Amenik is to omit the name of the places, because the reason given, and the reason starts from the Trumas Hadeshen. He's the one who spoke about this. Why? I'll give you a quotation. As you find in the Smag, Shimein Borur Lo Yichtov Klum. For idna anu golem and matultalan and makam dirasena marupa biadena. For chena and kosno. So that's where it comes from. Okay? Huh? The makam amida is bara biadena. We know where people are standing.
So
did he say that? Yeah, sure, we read it. I all wrote it three times. Kremer, Kraka, the Miskari, Kazmar, or something like that. Whatever it is. Okay. Yeah, we saw. That's where he has. Kesmir, is whatever it is. That's right. That's where the Adam is there, the husband is there, the wife is there. Anyone, whoever's there, has to write down that place. But there's nothing to do with Mokam Dira Sena Marupa. That's what it says. So we apparently we don't pass them like the Ravid. Someone showed me this morning the Mordechai Shin Samaches, who quotes Rabbi Natan, who says, if you leave out the name of the city, it's also possible. I'm not so clear if that's quoted in the Mordechai and Shin Samaches, what's he talking about? Mokom Hadira, Mokom Haleda. Not completely clear what he's even driving at. Not so clear. Anyway, we pass in its mot. I, the Shulta Giborim, is the Raisa, so it is like Rav Moshe, that's only if you leave out the father's name, or we just reject it completely. Or Ellie just had a svar, maybe it's different because nowadays we don't people aren't called by the name of the city where they come from, whatever it may be. But the Shulta Giborim adds something important. We stopped in the middle of, I think it was Mem Bezim and Aleph on top. We read the first line, which says the first frightening lines, where at first glance he's saying that all of our Gittin are Bottlem and Atara. Why? Shimlokosav Shmo Ushmo Kaliko Shimlokosav Shemiro Vishemiro Areza gets Bottlem and Atara. Frightening. But then he adds something, which would be machshir a good portion of our gittin. What does he say? V'mahoyu ha'ish v'ishem e'olso ha'ir sh'nichtav al-haget Ain't tzricha lichta plona de bimasa plonis. Shek for kosu shem ha'ir she nichta bo aget. Ustam adava may also ha'ir hang. Wow. Wow. So he says, and the average get, well, that's average get, many get, I don't know what percentage b'zman hazeh. So we live in a mobile society, people are running. But the get that you have in your hands, about what's written in Brooklyn, correct? When I gave you, it's written in Brooklyn. So if the husband lives in Brooklyn and the wife lives in Brooklyn, and it says, Omeid hayom b'Brooklyn, Omeid hayom b'Brooklyn, then the get would be kosher. Nu gevalt. What if he comes from New Jersey and she comes from Queens? Now I have a major problem. If you're going to assume that the place where you're standing is the place where you live, and we do getting people come from all over the country, we write the place where they're standing only, you know, this is good news and bad news, this Shulta Giborim. It's good news that in a case in which they all live in Brooklyn, and they write they're standing in Brooklyn, so there's no longer a chash of a bitl d'oraisa, which is the Shulta Giborim Shita earlier, because they wrote home in Brooklyn. But if you're going to say, if they don't live in Brooklyn, and you write the home in Brooklyn, that gets going to be really bad, because the assumption is they live where they're standing, and it's going to be Shina Makoma. It's going to be both even according to us who reject the first premise of the Shulta Giborim. So it's a good news and bad news together. It somehow lessens the problem of the Shulta Giborim Shita, but it creates problems in all other situations. That is a very serious problem. So do we accept it or don't we accept it?
Isn't the Shita so though?
Isn't the Shita so?
No, the only reason it's possible if you leave out the Makom Dira, you could say it's because once you have the Makom Amida, you know the Makom Dira, it's not, there's no such thing as leaving out.
No.
Leaving out the Makom Dira. Because if you leave it out, it's as if you're writing that the Makom Amida is the Makom Dira.
Wow, it's a sharp shot.
And that's why.
And what if I leave out the Makom Amida too? No Makom. None. I'm in cyberspace. No Makom. Then it should be good.
Maybe.
It doesn't sound that way in the first reading of the Shulta Giborim.
I hear.
You're saying a good point, but just reading straight doesn't sound that way. I can't prove you wrong for it. That just doesn't sound that way.
And we should always be doing that same decision, the whole world. You don't like the reader.
That's exactly the kasha of the Raivin.
That's what I'm saying. So if you don't mind anything.
Well, the kasha, the Raivin, it's still going to be a kasha. Even if you write Makom Amida, so what does that prove? Proves nothing. Because they can still, people go from place to place. So in the Pisrei Tshuva that I asked you to see, he discusses this issue. Do we accept this premise of what's called, the Torah's getting called Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya? That if you hear Na, means you were always here, Koloshim Gemara and Ksubas? Or do we reject this? Do we reject it? That's the question. Do we accept it? Or do we reject it? So the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of Sitkot and Vav, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, says, hey, wait a minute. He said, we can't possibly accept it. Halacha Lamai, we can't accept this. Why? Because what do? We have a guy who comes from Chicago, comes to New York to write a get. We write down, Omid Ayom in New York. Impossible. Yim Kain is the quotation of the get Makusha. Ech kosin mokam amida kshubi mokam acher. Kevin de machzakinu leshun mokam amida yebo chashash shinu shem ayir. If the Shulta is right at the end, must be rejected. And we reject the Torah's gift, we reject this idea of Kanin Tzokanai. It's rejected completely. Okay, so the Maisa now, after all this tupel of yesterday and today, what's the bottom line? So the bottom line is found in the Beis Shmuel, who's the number one parish in Shulchan Aruch, and it's at Kotten Hay, he summarizes the various views, if you didn't write the Mokom of Dira. So what does he say? He says, if you don't write, if you mishan it, there are two cases, you left it out, or if you goofed it up. Is if you goof up the Makom Adira, for sure it's possible. But that's our Mishnah. That's for sure no good. That is absolutely sure that it's no good. That's Shina Shmo Shmo in effect. The Gra is the one I found that says that the Farish. I so called it. The Gra in Sivkatan, excuse me, Simon Kuf Nun, Sivkatan, and the Sivkatan Aleph, writes up the Farish. It's not something you might have paid that way. That if you change the name of the city of his dwelling, you've in effect changed his name. As I keep telling you, because a person is known, his identity is determined by his dwelling place. That's how it was in Europe. He's a Chaim Brisker, right? So if you change his name, so he's the of the place, he's changing his own personal name, yes?
But according to this, then today, if we don't use those as a name, if someone
Right. Yehuda is correct. Because Mana says that people are not using the person's name as his identity, the place of his dwelling place as his identity. If you goofed it up, may no longer be the same as Shina Shmo Shma. Correct? Huh? If you goof his last name, maybe it would be Shina Shmo Shma. Today, last names are probably used as the identifying symbol, probably much more than the Makom Diri was then. I was asked yesterday to put the last name as in the get. Well, what can I say? I guess if it's up to me, I would do it. But nothing is up to me. And the reason why they didn't do it in the old years is because they used to change their last names all the time. Anyone here in this room know about your grandfather changing his last name? Yeah? What was the old name?
I know that all my great grandmothers and siblings had different last names.
Every one of them.
They came to America, so they said what their last name was, and whoever was writing it down wrote down a different name for each one.
But it just sounded a little different. Yeah. What was the name?
Eskowitz, Eskowitz, Itzkowitz, they all know.
It was just a matter of how they heard it.
Right.
No, but they used to try to avoid the army.
I was a werewolf king, and I changed to army.
Oh, that's also shortened at Ellis Island. That's, okay. So here we go. Many people I know have different names of their own grandparents, which has changed because they came to this country. You know, there are all kinds of funny stories. These are not so funny stories, but there are very funny stories about people how their names have changed in all kinds of crazy ways because of Pakid and Ellis Island started to make some kind of change. So many people are afraid to put in the last names, but now in America, changing last names is not a very common thing.
Well, we shouldn't write it in
because
then, according to Sparrow,
if
you mess it up, it would be
possible. Okay. Okay. Maybe you should write nothing. But that's assuming nothing's ma'akev. But if the shema ear was ma'akev then, according to these Rishonim, because that was the symbol, so today, the last name should be ma'akev. That should be the equivalent. But we have the Ravid and others who say it is ma'akev. The Ravid, the Shulta Giborim. They say it's Makif, so the way to...
Yeah, but are we going to add something because
of the story? Afraid of that cheetah, I don't know. Anyway, this is what the Beit Shmuel says. If you goof up the Makom Adira, it's possible for sure. If you leave it out, eat it, right? Because they'll say it's a different person. Makom laid on Amida, if you goof it up, it is kosher. Now, fact the Beit Shmuel Akasha like this. What do you do with the shame Makom HaAmida, not of the person, of the Aden. The shame Makom HaAmida Sa'eden. What's his kasha? His kasha is, why does Shulchan Aruch say it's possible? After all, you don't really need it. If you don't have it, according to the Rav Poskim, it's not ma'akev, the place where the Edom are signing the document. If you're missing it, it's not ma'akev. Afal pikein, if you goof it up, Shulchan Aruch said that it is no good. It's possible. That's the question. So my teretz to the Beit Shmuel's kasha would be what I told you already yesterday. As Mechavim to the Ra'am, Rebellion of Mizrahi, that as long as you need a lechatchila, if you goof it up, it passes with the Yevon. So when the Mechavim begins, the Simen, it's a Sarach Lahaski, we get Shem Mokam Shehidim Omdim Sham B'Shas Chasim. That's clear in the Gemara. You have to mention it. It's clear in the Gemara. What's not clear is the Mechavim with the Yevon. We spoke about that yesterday. But whatever should Medina the Gemara should be mentioned lechatchila, if you goof it up, it passes up with the Yevon. That's what we thought. As opposed to Makom Amida of the Baal and Leda of the Baal, which is some a joke, there's no need to put it in whatsoever. And therefore, if you goof it up, it's not Ma'akev. That's what we wanted to say, answer the Kaj of the Beit Shmuel and say Pshat in the Mechaber. It's interesting that the Beis Yosef is a clear language in which he says, huh, Makom Leda is never found in Divrei Chazal. Never found. And the Beis Yosef knew the Divrei Chazal. There were very few Bekiim who could match the Beis Yosef. If he said it's not found, you better believe it's not found. Not found. Not found. As opposed to the Makom HaEdim, who suggests, the Bach suggests in one place, that maybe according to one Rishon, Makom HaEdim are also not required. But that's simply not true. That's what they point out in the footnote here. Yud Beis asterisk. That they quote it from the Ramah, but it's not true. The Ramah says also what it is required. The Gemara is not sure it's required. The Kitzah, whatever is required, the Chachila, if you goof it up, it passes with the Yev. That's the answer has to be to the question of the Beis Shmuel. What's required, the Chachila? Here's an interesting problem. The Gra says, you know, the Chachila you require Leda Amida Bira. What do you got it from? It's an Afanatisis. An Afanatisis, he says. Afanatisis? For Ken, Afanatisis Beferish, the lay that Amida are meaningless. He quotes a different Tisis. Take a look. It's an Afanatisis Rishalmi. Better than that. Rishalmi. What do you show me? Lamadala Medeis and Tisis. This is a very slippery point. And Lamadala Medeis and Tisis, they're talking about a somewhat different situation. A person himself who has three different names. It's running away from the army or from his creditors. He has three different names. The Rishalmi says, according to the first wide line of the big Tosis, Lamadal in the base, he's from Yehuda, and his wife is in Galil, or Farkert, right? The Chathchila, you write down both names, Shneem, question which one is the Ikar, and I think a little bit later on, the Rishalmi says something about Shloshlan. No, I don't see the word Shloshlan right now, thought it was here. But you have to write even as many as three names that the person has. So in fact, you have to write three names, which is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi in the Sefer Gittin, which I think here is quoted in Tosis. Right now I don't see the quote. I think it's someone in the big Tosis. If not, it's in the Yerushalmi itself, which is quoted by the Gra. The Gra is in Sifkat and Gimel, I believe. Quite a lengthy gra. Here we go. He says, here we go. We shall quote it in Tosfos. Sarach Lahazkir Shloshtan. I guess that maybe it's only in the Yerushalmi, it's not in the Tosis itself. Then the Gra had the line. Uvimasnisin Tanu Hadadi Shema Ishma Shem Iril. That's not in the Yerushalmi. That's the Gra's commentary. But just like you find Shloshtan when a guy has three names, so too if he has three places, he should also write Shloshtan. We shouldn't say it's piling on three different places. What do you mean? You have three different names. And name and place is found in the same Mishnah, that's the Gra's mocker for what he thinks that perhaps you should have to write all three of the Chathchila.
That's three names of the same city, no? I mean, if you're going to make it a...
No, see, but he's saying no. He said even apart from three different cities where you can't which identify him. You're right, it's a
so
big stretch.
Pick three, what are they trying to pick two or four?
You're right. You're 100% right.
And you propose this year overrides the parish.
What can I do? I'll just tell you what the Gra says. He's suggesting it. Lemaisa, we assume that Mokom Leda and Mokom Amida is nothing, not required by Chazal at all. Whereas Mokom Dira, which is presumed it's a Takonas Chazal, even though it's not Nama Akev, right? The Pashas is the Din Lechatchila. It's if you goof it, it's batel midah oraisa bepashtus. Who says it's batel midah oraisa? The Rambam. Eino get, quoted by the Beis Shmuel. Rashi also says in the Mishnah, but you can't tell from Rashi. Because Rashi is explaining Rav Meir. The Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. He's always pasteling things. Eino get. Not a raya ladina. Tosis, he says nafchof. Take a look on nafchof from it out. He claims, the Beis Shmuel, that Tosis and Chav from it out, even if you goof it up completely, it's not batel midah oraisa. He says, Tosis habina, Shmo Shmo, and Afchav from it out. Afagav de Masnisin perek azorek, daf pei, adaf. Tashina Shmo Shmo, mukmina lo lahai, bahai avlad mamzek, Rab Meir, mashma de Rabbanon, lo havi bishina Shmo, El Psula de Rabbanon. Even my Shmo sounds like it's only possible with the Rabbanon. That's a Chiddush Gadol. That's a very big Chiddush question. What does he really meant it or not? To get Poshet has a whole two pages on this, what Tosis really meant, which I'm not going to go into right now. And the Beis Shmuel says it's only the Rabbanon. But the role of Poshet says it's both of them to the Arise. Even Malcolm Deer, which is the worst, he claims it's no worse than Shina Shmo Mamish.
According to Rabbanon,
It would be a vad mamzer, teitzim mizeh mizeh, but only on a level of the rabbanon claims the Beis Shmuel. Not sure. It's not clear whether he's right or not. Could be Tosfos didn't mean that. Again, if you want to look, we'll get pushed. That's makom adira. What's makom aleda? So Tosfos, it's nothing. Although the Rav Yoh, quoted by the Mordechai, said it's no good. You saw the Rav Yoh? The Mordechai said you change the makom later. So apparently the Rav Yoh held. I think it's no machlokas and lumbus. It's machlokas. In fact, was a person called by his makom later? Right? So they call a person, you know, I don't know, Reb Chaim, something or other, based on where he was born. Who he was born in the funny city? Maybe your parents lived in a funny place when you were born. Anyone? No? Maybe they're out in somewhere. People used to be born when some of the young smicha students used to go out to army bases and to all kinds of far-flung cities. And some of the people I know, that was born in, woo! But they call him Reb Yankel Ashkasha. Because he was born in Ashkash, because his father was a rabbi there for a year, something like that. So that's the question. If he's called by that name, then if you make a mistake in that name, you've changed his identity. So it would be bottled. That's what the Rav Yoh seems to say.
So Rav
Yoh, it probably should be Doraisa. Pashtus. Pashtus, Rav Shina Shemo. That's the Pashtus. The Mechavah's Mechel, I'm sorry.
Are you missing it or you
mess it? No, you mess it up. What makom amida? Tosfos says it's kosher, and the Hagos Ashri, I showed it to you in the fourth parak, is not so sure. Is not so sure. The question is, what's the difference? Why should makom amida be any worse, if it is worse, than makom leida? And even the Ramah here in Siv Beis says as follows: the imkos of shema leida or shema dira veloshina kosher. So the Mechaber says he changed the Makom Aleda's kosher. Nobody argues. When it comes to Makom Amida, suddenly the Ramah is much more cautious. Yesh Machshirin, Makom Aleda. Yesh Machshirin. The Yesh Poslin. The Makom Tchak Yesh Lahokel. Not so simple. Why should Makom Amida be worse than Makom Aleda? Sounds like it's just Stam. If you look in the Beis Yosef, it's better known. More people will know that the Makom Amida is a lie than the Makom Leida is a lie. Who knows where he was born? Sounds like it's kind of a Merzik, a Shikra, or something like that. It's apparencies over here, not realities. We could say a Lubdish of Shat, based on what we said before, if the Torah's getting this right, and the Shulda Giborim, who say that Makom Amida identifies you in the absence of any signs of the country, because Kanimtza Kanhaya. So then we can argue that Makom Amida is like Makom Dira to some extent. That's why the Ramah has two days as opposed to Makom Leida. That's a possibility. You know, we said before, we don't really pask in that way. I don't really know. Leida, you goof it's kosher. No question. Amida's a little bit flaky.
Maybe Amida's worse because then
you can wear
the
Yosef and Shimon.
If you write the
city
that you're not from,
then
people will think it's Yosef
and
Shimon in the Makom
Amida, even though you're from. Yeah, but they're going to make a mistake. Makom Amida, too. The Terrace of Makom Amida is more prominent, it's more clear that that's wrong. Okay, that could be. It's an interesting line that the Postman talk about. Look what he says. Im kasam shema leida, o shema dira, what kind of language is this? If you wrote the Shema Leda and you didn't goof it up, it's kosher. Goes to Rivash. What kind of language is that? Huh?
Because Leda is unnecessary.
Oh, very good. So Pasuk say, you might have thought that since Leda is unnecessary, it goofs it up, even if you get it right. If you say he was born in Boston, lives in Chicago, and is standing in New York, if you get him all right, it might still be no good, because it's unnecessary. Extra verbiage can get in the way. Kamash from the Ramon, no? It's something which is a value, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So the Pesachei Teshuva Vav is bothered. He says, all right, he says, the Ravid is a Miat Poskim, and a Shilte for sure. But what do you do with the Ravid's Kasha? Why do you worry every single get? You leave out the Makom Adira, which we do. Why aren't your friends going to give it to a different Yosef and Shimon? Answer the Pesachei Teshuva, he saw it. No problem. We rip up the get, and we give him a Ptur. And what does it say in the Ptur? The Makom Dira is in the Ptur. So there can't be. We've overcome this scandal problem with our system. That's what he writes in Pesach Chumavot. What he does not answer is, well, what do we do to the Gemara? We took care of it our own way. But obviously this was a minute which is of later vintage. That's what the slight problem is. Doesn't say. It's not so clear. I have to tell you that again, if you look at the Geposhet Yud, it's a lengthy dissertation where he tries to say, what do you mean? How can you write Gittin that are no good midoraisa according to the Shulte and are no good midorabonin according to the Ravid and the Rabbein Natan? How can it be? So he wants to answer based upon that Shulte at the end. That if you write the Makom Amida, then we assume that's the place where it is. He doesn't take into account that, well, if he wasn't from there, that's, he doesn't go into that too much. He says, we write Gittin, and we don't know where the woman is. We send it from place to place. Well, as long as we know where he is. I don't know why that should be so. As long as his Makom Amida is there, good enough. There could be cases, we don't even write that. How so? The husband in a big rush. Listen, he doesn't really care too much. He's not really a firm Jew, maybe, at this point. But his conscience bothers him. He'll give his ex-wife a get. He'll come 5 minutes to the bedroom to authorize writing it again. 5 minutes, and I'm mamish. The minute I get out of here, I'm going into my car and driving to Jersey. And if he's in the bedroom of America, which is on 7th Avenue and 28th Street, somewhere there, in 5 minutes he can be in the Lincoln Tunnel. No, right? Depends on the traffic. Okay. But it comes on Sunday. So literally in 5 minutes he can be in the Lincoln Tunnel. So by the time they get his, even no matter how fast you write, he's ready in New Jersey. We're not going to write New Jersey. Maybe he'll change his mind and go take a sandwich and he'll be still in New York. We don't have anything in such a case. So what are you going to do that? You don't have to Makom Amida either. Says to get Pashit, that's a Nusav Lo Shchich. It's a Nusav Lo Shchich, assuming from the Rabbanon, Lo Gozubo. So the problem is the quantity of the Shulte is the Shalva Daraisa. And also, Lo Shchicha is a particular case of Lo Shchicha, but the Gzeir itself is Shchicha, not so simple. Well, he says, the Rambam, he calls the whole fight, what's the Rambam Shita in this matter? So I think I told you my own, but it said, I think I saw it somewhere else, in Perek Af, Aloch HaChafei. Rambam writes, if you leave at this man, it's puzzle, and we'll leave at the Mokka, but it doesn't discuss. So the Rambam hold, I think, on the Nias Daiti, it would be in fact kosher. Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about. We now have to get to a few little other details about the city itself, and then if you have a chance today, we'll talk about the rivers. So by now you're all into the... I was thinking, is there an atlas of the major cities in the United States? Or just a map of the major cities in the library? Just the cities. I'd like to get if you can get out of the library for tomorrow's year. So, it's on reference. No. If there's one on circulation, I'd like to. This is an atlas of the big cities with their waterways. It's very important to see. The cities and their waterways. Alright? Maybe there's one, there could be anything. Very likely they replaced it. In other words, they had an atlas from 30 years ago. They got one from 2 years ago, and they put the other one in circulation. No? Keep both in reference. Check. Huh? Uh-huh. Gitza, if you have, I'd like to see it because there's going to be big problems with some of these rivers. Yes.
What's the difference between the river Gittin and
Ksuba? The truth to tell, we'll see later. It seems that Ksubas are probably more accurate because the Gittin were so caught up in knots and afraid to change anything that we are repeating the inaccuracies of our ancestors. Also, not say I was saying be a day, but when it comes to Ksubas, people are more take more liberties. They can make it worse. They make complete mistakes.
Like
an Ksuba,
we write like the same
Shpach. Many, yeah.
Rav Moshe writes
the same
Shpach.
No. Again, the same reason. As Chaim said, we're so scared to move with the get. It's impossible. Yeah, we're still scared. Right, put in the Ptura. But say, with the get, we're just afraid to touch. Mamash is like a critical care patient. We're afraid to touch anything with respect to the get. We're afraid that we're frozen, paralyzed. Yes. Good. Right.
But if we move around so much today, which is the whole reason we don't write Malkum Tzur.
You write the social. If you want, you write the social security number around the Pturim. If you want.
No, I'm saying what the Pturim is. It's included Malkum Tzur in the Pturim. So, during the years of Kishurim moves. Now he is in the same city.
Right. Maybe you can help a little bit. I don't know. Rabbi Osai, let's turn to Tuf Mem Vov, just to see in the Hagos Mordechai. I just want to show a few different things. It's on the Ma'amar Kaimus. Tuf Mem Vov, the Mordechai in the back. I'm going to go through, you know, systematically. Tuf Mem Vov. Tuf Mem Vov, everybody. People made mistakes. Mistakes creep in. He says over here, different mistakes. He says this is towards the end of Tuf Mem Vov. At least until before the, right before the indentation. Umasha Korin Burzish or Burish Vanu Korin Barish Nira Bienai the Kevin should be Toch Mokum Diras or Ishu Mokum Ksivas again Muchach Shemi Eretz Hagar Ba. What's Hagar? I don't know. Hagar? Huh? What's Eretz Hagar? Is it Hungary?
Hagar, but
No. It's the name of a country. If you look earlier, he says, I'll get Shabbat me Eretz Hagar. It's a proper noun. Right. Huh? Wherever it is, it was a faraway place. Kalila, Ein lahakbid klal. Although there was a change. Now the question is, how much was the change? Was there a change in an actual consonant? Right? We call it Bowerish and they call it Bruzish with a Z sound. Or is it a smaller difference in Bowerish and Bowerish? Like Yekis. Bowerish and they call it Bowerish. It's could have been a German, the Mordechai from Germany. I don't know what exactly. They made certain mistakes. It's quoted Allah in the Darkei Moshe. Not clear what exactly the mistake was. Was it a consonant or just a vowel? What else do they have a custom? They put in Migrash. You have to get the whole background over here. Well, it's a chivas or ritzvah. Get came from Eretz Hagar. Yana she ogmo nafshi al elbo no isha lezev yal igun habas digdakti al gera shehuva lefenem Eretz Hagar yomarati al buri yoshel dover v'chein nira b'enai sh'af apish l'nasir k'minik mekomenu v'gam minik amokam k'daikas v'shapir minik kosheru, even though it's against our minik. That's a very tolerant and liberal attitude. V'chas v'sholem Shlolahotzi laz al gitayin ki ashenagu lichtav loshen migrash afilu bayoros kdos gontroyish afal pisha loshen migrash hu karak asher sviva sa'ir kedetsiv migrash yir asher sviva seho elef ama migrash. It's the psukim in Parshas Masay, am I correct? Where those were there, right? Masay him ashenagu kach ani lomei shekach rotzen lomar ben migrash ploni Ashu Omebush Vishu Omeba for a ear betal tocha migrish. Shah migrish maki fa. Vinira shalakach nogu licht of kach, fishalifamim, shudar bebatim shaboltim viyotim chutzliir. Uvaloshin bine adam ain shame ha ear alem. Uvul shonam shinichta migrish hakol bichlalim in a kosher. So he says again, he followed Lashon Bnei Adam, and if a row of houses stick out past the border, it's not considered to be in the city, it's considered to be in the Migrash. What do you call Migrash? How would you translate Migrash into English? Is there an equivalent term? Area. Outskirts. It can't call it outskirts, because it has to be a term which includes the inskirts. So, that's what he's saying, Migrash includes what's in the inskirts. All right. The environs. I don't know what kind of word you want to use in modern English. You got a thesaurus. Okay? That's what he says. But he says something, he's talking about Lashon Machoz. And in here, if you look in Tuf Nun Dalet, the next page, he talks about Lashon Medina, a term which we're familiar with. Based on the pasuk in Nach, no? Medina, Medina Kechsava. Right? So we all know about Medina. Sheva v'yasmim v'mayon Medina. Right? What suburb? Yeah, but a suburb, you can't use the word suburb because that excludes the city. As I said before, they have to have some kind of a term which includes the city and the part of the suburb.
Greater city.
Greater area. Greater New York. Greater New York. All right. Greater New York. Where's Medina? It's only Shulta Gibra. I thought it was in the Mordechai too. Maybe I made a mistake. I don't see Medina here. Look at the Shulta Gibra. I can't find the Mordechai itself. What is the Shulta Gibra? Tav Mem Vav. And that's where it is. Tav Mem Vav. What's here? Different Dikdukim he has a whole discussion. He says, they write Medina's Plonit, Medina's Plonis. But in France, not. Why? He's Lashon Medina, France. What's Lama Golalecha? Moshe Kosin Betzarfas. No. Campania. Or Normandia. Normandy. He should laws in Medina. Paisho. Don't know what that means. I get the impression that the word Medina meant like a law, like a state. State could be Texas, a big state. So they don't want to write down Medina in a get. Should we or shouldn't we? It's in France, they don't write, it's just too big. But Yesh Raya Ledivri Akos in Medina, Mishair Gadol and Nicholas Medina. How do you know? It says in Shkolim. Sheshulchanas in Mikdash, Kachshulchanas in Medina. What does it mean? Be Yerushalayim. You find it in the few Mishnayos that Yerushalayim is called Medina. And it's called to Yerushalayim Megillah, that Medina, Eloah Krochim. You see, it means a walled city. But I guess in France, they wouldn't know the Shias, they left it out. That's what he says. So apparently, some people should write down Migrash, some people write down Medina. We don't do any of the above. We only write down the word city. What's the word city in Aramaic? What's that? Masa. Masa. And here in Tuf Nun Dalet, maybe that's what I had in mind before, in Tuf Nun Dalet, at the very beginning, it's column 2 towards the bottom, he says, Heinir Ktana, Heinir Gdola, Kosev Masa Ploni. It was derived from Erevin, that there are various Masvasa cities, the Mivlan, Ba'ayin, Amma, Vishirayim. This is a Kfarim Ktanim. They're so small. They're called Masvasa, little cities. And in Git, in the beginning, they call Ayoros Gedolos Masvasa. Alright? In the first parak. So he says, no matter how small or how big the city is, we still call it a Masa. The word Masa means city. Now, of course, the question becomes, but a kfarim tanim? People don't call it a city at all, they call it a village. Should this depend upon our old question of Lashem B'nei Adam? Apparently, in Lashem Torah, they have the word, even the smallest kfar, village, is called a city. But people don't call it a city, you call it the city of, I don't know, who lives in a small little city over here? Who lives in a small city? Muncie? The city of Muncie? They don't call it the city of Muncie? Never is Muncie called a city. If I can't, I don't live in a city. I live in Muncie. You know, I live in a village or a hamlet or a town or whatever you want to call it. But it's not called a city. How can you imagine to get Masa when it comes to Muncie? They do it all the time, no? Open up, Masa Muncie? Right? Masa Muncie, right? That bothers me. Oh, so I want to know. If you go to Lashon B'nei Adam, you really shouldn't write it. But if you go to Lashon Torah, then it's okay. But didn't we just see something that's now Lashon Torah? What did we just see about Lashon Torah? I'm afraid I forgot. 2 minutes ago, we said... It was Migrash, right? Migrash, right? Lashon Torah. Right? Is that what he said? So you see, the Mordechai says Lashon Torah by Migrash. So it's a problem. What do we follow? I don't know. Let's turn to Tav Nun Vav. Sorry?
Even if you go by... Is it officially by U.S. law city?
No. It's, I think it's a village of Muncie.
So
Not even a village. What is it?
It's a subset of the town.
Bungalow colony. Pretty big bungalow colony, if you ask me. You know, when I have a Masada Kedushin, I get a piece of paper from the state of New York, which tells you, I performed this ceremony in the, and it says, check, city of, village of, town of. I think there are three choices. And I'm often at a loss, I know what a city is, but I'm often at a loss to know, what is this? I made it somewhere in Long Island or somewhere in an atrium, Spring Valley. What is it? It's not even a village?
Yes.
A village of Spring Valley. And what's not even a village?
No.
Less than a village. But what is it?
It's not incorporated. It's part of the town around the
So it's like it's a midrash.
Yeah.
Why are they call it Masa?
And the village.
It's a
subset. It's right. An area of the town around. It says Masa. Whatever he talks about. But it does say at the top, the bottom line is Masa. I don't know. Let's go on. Tafnun Vav, please. Tafnun Vav. What do you write down? Masa X or X Masa? Masa Munsi or Munsi Masa? Which one do you write?
Munsi
Masa. It's Munsi Masa, correct. But it's not so clear. If you look over here in the Agos Mordechai, Tafnun Vav, he says doesn't really matter. Ulahakdim, why do you have to word ulahakdim? Ulahakdim muscle the shmo, the hepech ain kpeda. How do you know? He found the Gemara in Yevamis, Surya masa, bitzad klanya masa. So some say the following interesting compromise. You put masa first, or you put the name first. So you get the impression, from the slight impression here, that ain kpeda means that you can even do what the Gemara says. It was a simple logic would be I could do it like most people do in Ksubis. Have you been at a wedding recently? What did they say? See if you have Masa. Usually write down Masa New York. Most of them Masa New York or Masa Brooklyn. Or, well, no. I have a problem. I don't write Masa. Most of them, because most of the weddings are not in New York. They're in Rybrook. Call Rybrook a city. So again, according to what we just saw in this issue, right? Yeah, Masa Rybrook. I wouldn't write that in Masa Bronx either. But New York, I write that in Masa New York. That's my sheet. I'm Lashon, at least in Ksubas, Lashon B'nei Adam. If it's a city, you write that in Masa. And I write that in Masa first. Masa New York.
Even
though
it's New York City?
New York. No. That's a good question.
New York
is also called New York City. No one calls it Chicago City. I never thought of that.
Masa New York City.
City of New York.
Nah, it's also called New York. What's it? Not only called New York City. It's called New York.
There's no discussion about why we're right.
We'll get to that. Right, we'll get to that. Right, that's a good point. But East of is only called, no one calls it East.
But New York is much more
New York. No, people call, yeah, that's why it's called New York City, because that's New York State. But people do say, but people do call it New York. We New York, New York picks. By us, there's nothing past, not in the Hudson River, not that we look down in New Jersey. We look down and anyone goes, listen to the Yonkers. Can I tell you what I'm saying? So New York still is considered New York City. It's not just the only New York State. But here's the VAR. It's something very interesting. Interesting. The Darkei Moshe, the tourists of Kotzen Zion, a very interesting compromise. He says, normally you should write down, let's say, Masa New York. Okay? Masa first. But if it's going to write down a river, New York, Masa de Yasva, Al Kef Yamav, Al Nahar Hudson, then the Masa comes last. Because you want the, for this, to the, it's more felicitous in the language, in the syntax. New York, Masa de Yasva, not Masa New York de Yasva. You want to call New York a city which sits on the Hudson River and on the ocean. Sivkot and Zion. That's what we assume the halacha. And since all of our Gittin all have rivers, just about, so that's where the compromise comes from. Except if it's a Medina. If it's a Medina, then it's Fakert. Because you don't want to think the whole Medina is on the river. So you write down Medina X, Diasva. Because only the city is sitting on the river, not the whole Medina. But if it's a city, write down a city, the name, a city which sits on, right? New York, we have Brooklyn, Masa de Asva, Al Kef Yom of Al Nahari's River, whatever they have over there. So that's the capital. So we always have Masa coming afterwards in Gittin, because we always have rivers. And in Ksubas, most weddings you go to, you'll hear that they say the word Masa, if it's at all, they put it there first. I was at a wedding last night, and he wrote down Masa, Brooklyn, New York. It's a double question. Number one, Masa in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's not a city. It's only a borough, with all due respect. Borough Park, Flatbush, and Williamsburg put together. It's still not a city. It's only a borough. And Brooklyn, New York, which is very commonly used, raised a whole tumult. It's not Brooklyn, New York. Maybe it should be considered Brooklyn, Sheva, New York. Or Medina's New York. Brooklyn, New York. So and there is a place where they write down Cleveland, Ohio. I told you this. Cleveland, Ohio. So, Cleveland commas. We don't have commas in our, and it's not part of our, there's not such thing as commas. So he writes there, well, in Lashon B'nai Adam, they call it Cleveland, Ohio.
You're also called Brooklyn, New York.
Right, and Brooklyn, New York, right. So,
why is Brooklyn not city?
It's not.
It's a city.
I'm defining it in legal terms. Brooklyn is not its own independent city. It's a borough of within New York City. You want to secede?
It's got some business.
Yeah. But if I'm talking about, you know, in municipal terms. And the post and quote from the Marashal, we do follow the municipal terms. I'm sorry?
I'm
in Ksubas? Yeah. I read Bronx, New York. But, okay, right now, Bronx. Is there anyone else in the world that's called Bronx Rabosa? The Bronx cheer. There's no one else in the world who wants to be called Bronx. It's only we Bronxers. Brooklyn. However, Brooklyn, there are other even Brooklyns, I think, somewhere. There's a Brooklyn, I think, in Pennsylvania, there's a Brooklyn. And, well, I was thinking, right, that Brooklyn is so famous. You write down Brooklyn, it's also good. You don't write down New York. We write down New York and Ksuba, Spring Valley, New York. Because there are other Spring Valleys. Like right now, Riverdale, New York. There's a Riverdale, New Jersey, right there. There's a Riverdale, Pennsylvania. There's a lot of these, Lakewood. If you write down Ksuba and Lakewood, there's a Lakewood in Pennsylvania, right? Right by, I'm not about Gibb, right by Kamar Shah, right down the road, it's Lakewood. Wow. The other Meister, we have Mikvatara, what's about the story there? Can I ever tell you that story? I will have a joke, at least one joke for today. There was a certain Rosh Yeshiva who didn't want to take Talmidim from our Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He says, you know, he's going to ruin his reputation, he's taking one of you boys. He told them, go to Mikvatara, go to some other Yeshiva first. And then I can say I'm taking you. It's not because I don't care. He said, just said he has more about the Mayom Ragoyim. What are his right wing element going to say? So someone came to me, and he was in Moreh Shah for the summer. He said, the Rosh Yeshiva that says he won't take me straight from YU. I have to go somewhere else. I said, this is a joke. I said, I'll make you another joke. Come, we'll go get ice cream. And it's down the road over there. See a sign? What does the sign say? Lakewood. There's Lakewood, Pennsylvania. It's one minute. They said, you can go with me, come ask me. You can tell the Rosh Yeshiva, where were you? I was in Lakewood. So, yeah, that's what he told me. He's in Lakewood. No problem. I am. Nice joy. Anyway, let's give you examples. But so you said, if the deficit is more than one, so again, if you wrote Lakewood, everyone knows in the Jewish world Lakewood means Lakewood, New Jersey. And Brooklyn means Brooklyn, New York, and Vichule. But is there any city that there's more than one of them in the Jewish world of significance? There's a Muncie, Indiana somewhere, right?
Yeah.
But who knows a Muncie? Maybe Springfield. It's Springfield, Mass. It's also Springfield, Illinois. Not too many Jews in either of them, but I don't know if one overwhelms the other. What else is there? Kansas City. Not too many Jews in either of them. So again, it's a big problem. You mentioned in the book, you should write that there's a big time to wander by Kansas City, Missouri. The Medina's Missouri. So we'll discuss that decision. Okay, let's go on a little bit further. And, huh?
You can go to New York,
and why can't you go to New York? You can. I'm not opposed to it. I think it's based on Lashon B'nai Adam. So maybe in Ksuba we're more lenient in writing these kinds of things. But he was very upset about the... And Cleveland, Ohio does it that way. They're writing Gittin every day, Cleveland, Ohio. even though it doesn't make any sense. Literally, this is a comma. We don't have commas. Put imagine again, Cleveland, comma. Ah, we never, since Moshe Rabbeinu said, never a comma to get. Again, I'm not saying no, but this is just, it's just not done. All right. Yeah. The secular place, remind me tomorrow, look at the Yom Shel Shlomo. He has this reference there, you're supposed to follow the municipality.
That's called
Lashon Hara. Well, it goes together very often. But we'll see soon. Now, Rabbi also, what if a city has two different names? Right? Is there an American city that has two different names? The city itself is called by two different names.
New York and Manhattan.
No, that's New York and Manhattan.
Los Angeles.
Two names?
L.A.
L.A. In Europe, there were many cities that had two different names. There was a Germanic name and a Slavic name. And it was big politics. If you called the wrong name, they'd kill you. Like, you have in Constantinople and Istanbul, they'd kill you for using the wrong name. Because you're a murdered Malchus, that's right. Yeah, what's kind of. That's a pronunciation. Oh, that's right, beautiful example. Leningrad and St. Petersburg. If you called the St. Petersburg, the communists would kill you. Because you're not going to stay
Maluka. There was never a time when a city had both names.
True. Well, okay. Okay. Presburg. You're in Slavic from Presburg, right? What's it called in Slavic? I think it's called Bratislava, no? Is that the same as Presburg? Lvov and Lemberg, if you know a little bit about Polish cities. There were cities which had two names, a Germanic name and a Slavic name. I'm going to give you. And they went by both names at the same time. What do you do? The answer is you write down both names. The same as when it comes to a get of the person. The person's name, we saw you, no, Bernard, the Mixcree, Bernie.
Which one's the
Mixcree? So I guess that'll be the politics. So you write down Lvov, the Mixcree, Lemberg, or something along those lines. Right, that's how they used to do it. It's based upon a Truma Sedeshin. The Dr. Moshe said it. That it's certainly true with Mokum Dira. That's what the Truma Sedeshin said. Now it's interesting, the Truma Sedeshin said it, if you look in the original source in the Beis Yosef, only in a case where the get was sent to another place. I'll give you the quotation. Im yesh li yesh nei shemes. Im sholech a get le Mokum Acher, tzorech le faret shneyem. He writes that the Miskaria, because the city is Nekeva, Irazos. Okay, that's what the Truma Sedeshin. So he writes over here in the Dark of Moshe Ches, that's only Mokum Adira, but Mokum Amida maybe not. But our meaning is he writes an even Mokum Amida. But a river, he says in the Maran Padova, has two names. Is there a river has two names? Do anyone know if a river has two names? I can't think of it. Here they quote. Right. Do we have any names with two names? China, yeah.
Yellow and the
Yangtze. Two different rivers. I don't know. So then he says, you don't have to write both. That's what the Maran Padova says. Ramon himself says to write both, even for the rivers. Even the rivers you write, but he says you write both. That's the Pesach of the Ramon himself. The Forish and Shulchan Aruch. Write both names of the city and of the rivers. Now, even if you're not in another place, another chumah, wow. But the Pesach Shulva Yud has a discussion of a city is Nekeva, Ir. What about a Nar? What's new? Who's the Dikduk actually saying in Hebrew over here? Zacha, Lashon Zacha. So the Pesach Shiva says, Nabi Yehuda got very upset. Someone wrote a Nar Rab, the Miskaria Rabba. He says, no, the Miskari, Lashon Zacha, the Nar Yotzim Eden, Nar Ravi Hupras. Very upset about this idea of someone wrote the Lashon Nekeva for a city. Right? But some say no. You can write down the Miskaria. You know why? You're not talking about the word Nar. You're talking about she. Oh, now people say, oh, look how she meanders down. You know, somehow the word she always is the car is a she. You know, all everything is a she. The truth to tell. The truth to tell in Yiddish. Anyone taking German here in college? Not in German? No? or Yiddish, taking Yiddish in college? So you ever learn about the D and the Dare? You better drop the course, sorry. There is, in other words, in English, even if you take any language, French, I took French, German, I took all these languages when I was young, and they have male and female, like Hebrew, for chair, a table, everything is male and female. So when it comes to proper nouns, such as the names of rivers, it's strange. Some rivers are called D, and some are called Der. Der is male, and D is female. Right? Yeah. I mean, are you familiar with these things? Mm-hmm. I know a little bit Yiddish, you know, it's true. So he says, well, if it's called D, it's called female, so you're not rather the Miscaria, so it's called Kiskechuva, because it goes on her. You know, this river, she's called something else too. So it depends on it's like the Klolim in Hilchos Yiddish. So that's unbelievable. The Thames is a kasha. Thames is this, even though it ends with an O sound, with a consonant, with a vowel. Whee! Anyway. Then the Ramah says, the Mokom Nesina's Iker, the same as by Shemus Habal. What does that mean, Rabosai? The Pesachit Shuvah Yud Aleph means like this. Rabosai. When it comes to a get, which is sent from place A to place B, the primary place is the place where it's going to be given. That's true as far as the name of the person is concerned. So too as far as the name of the place is concerned. Of course, what's most important is the Mokom HaDira. Secondary importance is the Mokom HaAmida, which is not so important. So that's what the Beis Shmuel says in Sifkot and Ches. Mokom HaDira is possible with the Rabbanon. If you go to Mokom Ksiva, Mokom HaAmida is kosher. It's no worse than even any change. Our Tosfos didn't even make a complete change. It's going to be kosher. It's our Tosfos enough pay. What about Mokom Edim? That's in between. Mokom Edim, on the one hand, we know you're supposed to write it. Tzorach Lichtos, first words in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. On the other hand, it's more kal, because in this is Lotetze, if you goofed it up, we saw. So he pilpels back and forth. The Pesach Chuvah says, no to Lehokel, but see if the Beis Meir we mentioned yesterday, that it's a change to a non-existent city, is not such a big change. That's what he says. He has a big problem I want to talk about. Practical situation. There were some strange cities that everyone in the world called the one thing and the Yidolach called it another. In that city. Maybe you have the Karlin and Hasidim. Karlin, right? They call it Kralin. You ever hear of Prague, the famous city Prague? Apparently the Yidden called it Praga. That's what it says in Pesach Chuvah. Why? There must have been a history. Don't know why. You asked a tremendous cash to Pesach Chuvah. I write down Praga, and I send a get to Warsaw. They don't call it Praga. They call it Prague. I send a get to Vilna. They call it Prague. How can that be? How can you write down Mokom HaKsiva? It's against the Mefurash Adin. The Ramah says Mokom HaNesina Iker, and you're writing the get. You're sending it. Really writing it in Kralin, which everyone in the rest of the world calls Karlin. You send the get to who knows to Vienna. And it says there, it's given in Vienna, and it says Kralin. What's Kralin? I've heard of it. It's Kralin. That's a tremendous kash in the Pesach Chuvah. Tremendous kash. And he says, you know, he quotes a Knesset Yechezkel, because it's an interesting terrace. He says, nowadays we no longer write what they used to write. They used to write a very specific harshah. Give the get to my wife who is in Vienna. So you knew for sure it's going to be given in Vienna. Then you have to write down the spelling according to Vienna. Viennese spelling. But today we stopped that. We write down, give her the get, B'chol Mokom Shetimtze Ena. Wherever you find her. Because people are now moving all over the place. Since you're writing her, whenever you find her, so we're afraid to write a different way the city is called. We don't know where it's going to be given. So therefore we write the place where it is, where it's written right now. So Shverev already asked, because when it comes to names of people, we don't do that way. This is all in the Pesach Chuvah Yud Aleph. There's a very interesting, how do you pronounce a certain word? It's like the difference between an F and a V. An F and a V. He says it was a name, it was called Fradel. It's called today Frida. Right? Something like that. What's the first letter? What's the first letter? It's not so clear. It's a get which was sent from Frankfurt. and they spell the name Vradi. Vav Resh Aleph Dalad Yud. That's how they do in Frankfurt. But when they give it, they call it Fradi with a Fay. Perhaps they didn't want to use Fay. You know why? Because officially in Dictic of Hebrew language, it has to be Puh at the beginning. You know that. Beggar Kevin, Puh. So they, instead of having Fay, which might be pronounced Pradi, they said Vav, which is Vradi, which is close to Fradi. Good, different sheetahs. So yes, the Kash, how they write to get? What happened? What did happen? He said, what did he say? Maybe it's good even in this kind of a case. Because we don't no longer write to give her in this town. We write the B'chol Mokom Shehi. That's what he quotes over here from the Knesset Yecheskel. I don't think we follow this Knesset Yecheskel. I mean, maybe the Evid is matter to get. So I understand if you have a get which is sent from America to Israel back and forth, even though we have B'chol Mokom Shehi, we still write down the pronunciation of the Mokom Aksiva. No, remember that? What was the case again? Oh, I forgot the name. Bonnie! I wanted the Masha to get Bonnie, by sending the woman back there to Israel. Right? Because I was afraid the Mokom Aksiva was here in New York, and it wasn't that way, so we sent it in England. Right? Bonnie! So you see that we are very makpun on having Mokom HaNesina Iker. We don't go for this cool of the Knesset Yecheskel, the Pashtus. It is a problem. Maybe when it comes to the Shema Isha, when it's so serious, because if you goof up the Shema Isha, it's mamish bottle of mavutl in Mrs. Tete. So there we're so there we are afraid to play with it. There we have to be so careful about Mokom HaNesina. As opposed to Mokom the Mokom HaOmedes, which we use nowadays. Mokom HaOmedes, or even where the Eidim are standing, worst case scenario, you goof up the Mokom Amidas HaEidim, says in Sifalif, Imnisis Lo Teitze. So we can take certain gambles, we don't have to be so conservative, says Imnisis Lo Teitze. That's the only way I can explain the discrepancy that exists in the Poskim between the name of the person with a Makvet Stark and Mokom HaKsiva, as opposed to the place of the city, where apparently they're not so makbet about it. I'm sorry. Always follow the Mokom HaNesina. Either way the person is called the Mokom HaNesina, the way the city is called Mokom HaNesina, or the river is called Mokom HaNesina, even though you're writing in a different place. Nesina Zika, that's what the Getz Chal. If the two names are close to each other, says the Pesach Chukon, it's close, doesn't make a difference. What if there's a Jewish and a Goyish name? Again, if they're close to each other, we write only the Jewish name. If they're not, write the Jewish name, the Miskaria, the Goyish name. The Miskaria, the Goyish name. Now, it's interesting about the Miskaria. When we come to the names of the people, we'll see. If it's a Goyish name, we write Hamachuna. What's the Miskaria? Ruven the Miskari Shimon, but Ruven the Miskari Hamachuna Robert. If it goes, we'll get to that later. So how come over here it's the Miskari if it's in Goyish? Is it Goyish is Hamachuna and Hebrew is it's the Miskari? The answer is it's Goyish to Goyish because the names are Goyish all straight through. The river is Goyish. Both ends of the river are Goyish. So you have right to write the Miskari. If you're transferring from one language to another, then you write Hamachuna. We'll get to that trick. Later on as we go. That's an important point which is the Pesach Chuva raises in Sivkoton Yud Zayin. Rottenburg. Marami Rottenburg, right? No. Well, how do the Jews call it? Rottenburg. With a kuf. So we write down kuf. And forget the goyim. Even though they all call it with a gimel, the Jewish spelling is more important, but the kuf and the gimel are close enough. Finished. But Kazmiraz. Well, we have Kazmir, they actually add a Zion, that's far enough away to actually put in the Goyish as well as the Jewish versions. Yeah. Now comes the problem, which is all pervasive, which is probably the most important issue in the whole discussion, because this is going to tell for us whether we have a right to make any changes. Yes, Ari.
It doesn't make so much sense. There are two different names, but it's not to say that just because the Jews call it one name, or anybody calls it one name, and somebody else calls it another, so still everybody's familiar with the two names. So it shouldn't bother us so much. Like, in the case of Like by the Jews calling the city one name and everybody else calling it another. So it's no different than Bernard, the mystery Bernie. So everybody calls him Bernie.
You say we should always put in the mystery. You're asking.
It shouldn't matter as long as everybody knows it. It's one of those.
So what's your question?
Just like Bernard and Bernie.
So you should always put in the mystery. You're asking. It's a good question. That's a good question. I know the answer. Now this is the most important point for today. Sif Kod Yudzayin and Pesachei Tshuva. This is such an important thing. Listen to what happened over here. Things change, Rabosai. Things change. Now when it comes to a human being, there could be a thing called the Shem Shenishtaka. Nishtaka. I'm not saying Shkia. The Kuf Ayin. Not the Shtakach. It sounds like it. Kofches. But Nishtaka. It sank. It's just forgotten. Shem Shenishtaka, we do not write in the get. There are many Jews today, especially the Hasidic Apostolim, they only write the English name. Why? The Hebrew name is Nishtaka. They don't go for an Aliyah. They're not from. No one in the world knows what the Hebrew name is. Forget about it. Nishtaka. Forgotten. Even though someone knows it, it's considered to be forgotten. It's on a record somewhere in history. We know it's Nishtaka. What about when it comes to cities? So what is the name of the city where Chaim Brisker was the Rav? Huh? Something crazy question. Brisk. Whoever took history of the 20th century of Europe, in high school or something like that, where was the peace treaty signed after World War I? What? Brest-Litovsk. Correct. What is Brest-Litovsk? Brisk-Dilita. So Chaim's town. Serious. So Chaim's town. That's where they signed the peace treaty for the World War I. Litovsk means Lithuania, because there was a different brisk somewhere else. This is the Litvish brisk. But it was called Brest. B-R-E-S-T. Not B-R-I-S-K. What's going on? They talk about it over here. Briska Tyra is in the Pesachei Tshuva. He says over here, there's a city called Brisk. He says like this. The old years, they used to write Bresti. B-R-E, Brace, Reish, Samach, Tes, Yud. And Kralin, they wrote on Kralin. I mentioned it. It used to be called the old years, Kralin. Ivo, Kevin, Shenishtaka, Shem, Arishin, Hoyerodach, Shem, Shekoran, Ato. Who said so? I'm a Furish Gemara. Do you have a Gemara Shabbos here? Gemara Shabbos. Bovel, Bursif. Correct. The last half. Bovel, Bursif. Marav Kamino. Legite Nashim. If the name changed, you have to change the name for the get. Rebbeinu Shalom. No, but the get pushed. Says that's only true if the Jews were thrown out of the city. But, im lo nizgar asher ha'yehudim ben shnei ha'shems, af agar de behemshech hazman ishtan ha'shmo, b'fi olam l'shem acher, ain't tzarech l'shanos begitin mimashi regilin lichdo. V'lo nikwa nishtak ha'shem rishin. Why? Kevin de b'chol ha'gitin nuksubus u'shtaris kos v'n'shem ha'rishin. What a chiddush of the get poshut. This being the case, you have all these anomalies where you're writing cities that there were never, no one calls this anymore. He didn't say you're not allowed to change it. He said you don't have to change it. It sounds like he agreed maybe it's better to change it. In any event, this is a critical piece of information. You designed this ritual. There's an interesting thing that happened. The city was destroyed, and the Jews were thrown into a different part of the city, out of the Tchum. What did they write? In a new shaila. This part was never called Brest. Because when Brest existed, it wasn't part of the city. How can you write down Brest over here? Some say you write down Brisk, some say you write down Brest. What did they do? Well, they wrote down Brisk to Miscaria Brest. I don't know. So the Chachili should make the change. Right? Laz. Ain't no Laz, I'll get them a Rishonim. So the Maril says, quoted by the Beis Yosef, what kind of Gittin, what kind of Laz? Rashi explains, by Bovel Bursif, there's no Chash Laz, because we're using the present name. So this being the case, it seems to me the preferred thing to do in all these cases would be to make the change and the adjustment based upon the new realities. I must tell you that in the halacha community is extremely resistant to changes. Very resistant. You find very few people who are willing to make any change. That's why you have all these anomalies. We'll see soon, starting maybe tomorrow. Go through the Sefer, Oretz Le'oreho. Go through the Ve'a. I want you to get that atlas, it'll be helpful. To see exactly what the names of the people just don't want to make any changes. So let's give a little bit 2 minute introduction to the Inyan of Naharos, which will be take up a good chunk of tomorrow's Shia. Anywhere in Shas Rabosai where it says you identify a city based upon the river that is near it. Is it anywhere in Shas? I might be keen to Shas here in this room. Is it anywhere in Shas? Where am I Shas Yidin? Anywhere in Shas that a city is identified based upon a river which is nearby? Tveria. Tveria is near the Yam Kineris. Another interesting question. Why is it called Yam Kineris? I think it's called in Tanakh, no? But is that a yam? It's another big question. How do we define its freshwater? Are all freshwater bodies called yam? Yam is, right? Yam is an ocean, a sea, right? Yam HaMelech, that's a Mefurish pasuk, Yam HaMelech. That's before Sodom, though, so that could be, we don't want to look like them. Is it called Yam HaMelech in Tanakh also? Yeah, it is, I don't remember. So that's going to be a major question. How do you define a sea? Who here lives in the Midwest? Anybody from the Midwest? Any Midwesterners in this room? No? No? No Midwesterners here. There are the Great Lakes, Rabosai. You hear the Great Lakes? Do you all know the five Great Lakes? There's Lake Erie, there's Lake Michigan, there's Lake Ontario, right? Big lakes, right? Are they oceans or are they lakes? They're pretty big. Much bigger than Yam Kineris and Yam HaMelech combined. What do you call them? Lake? I know what we call it in English. What do we call it in halacha? What do you say? The major cities astride these lakes. Chicago, Milwaukee, Toronto, Buffalo, Cleveland are all right on top of these lakes. So we'll see what to see as we look in this book. Is it a believe it or not over here? The minig is, believe it or not, to call Lake Ontario and Lake Erie lake or river, nahar, what is that? Lake what? Read it.
Lake Michigan for Milwaukee.
Oh, but for Michigan, what is it? No, read it again.
Michigan,
Cape Yama. The Michigan Lake, Michigan. So Lake Michigan is called the Yam, called the sea. Now if you look in Cleveland or one of those places, you'll find, or Toronto, you'll find that Lake Ontario, and Lake Erie are not so much smaller. How much smaller than Lake Michigan? I'm not such an expert in the geography. Not that much smaller, I don't think. We get to the Atlas City tomorrow. They're called Nahr.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland,
Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Nahr, Lake Erie.
Nahr, Lake Erie.
Oh, Nahr.
Okay, whatever. Nahr, Lake Erie. Nahr, Lake Erie. And Lake Michigan is called Cape Yama, the Mississippi Lake Michigan. So what's the difference between Lake Michigan and Lake Erie?
Is it volume?
Is it, one's bigger than the other? I mean, I think Lake Michigan is somewhat bigger than Lake Erie, but I don't think the difference is so significant. So you know what the real truth probably is? The rabbi here called it this, the rabbi here called it that. That's what's probably... So let me first show you, we'll end with this. Gittin Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. I'll say one line and we'll stop. Tomorrow we'll go on. It's not moving water? The Great Lakes, aren't they all moving towards the Atlantic Ocean? To the St. Lawrence River? They're coming from Lake Superior and moving from going one to the other? No, they're moving, right? I think they are going into the Atlantic Ocean, these lakes.
Ultimately.
Or there could be lakes that don't go anywhere. The lake is the end. Right? It doesn't go anywhere. On Chav Zayin and Aleph, it said, I mean, Lake Suzanne is moving, right? It goes in and out, but the other lakes, not so clear. Here it says in the middle of Chav Zayin and Aleph, look what it says. Hu Gita. Ha'u gita, quotes from Baba Metzia Dafkaf. Vishtakach beidina deravuna. Vahaviksiv be bishviri masa da al rachis nahara. Here we find the situation, anecdotally, of the get which was found, and what was the place that it says? The city of Shviri, which is on the river of Rachis. So you see clearly that there was at least one case where they did write the name of the river, presumably to identify the city, and there's a fate of Shnei Shviri, and the whole discussion back and forth. So that's, I think, the only place in Shas where you find such a thing. Does this mean it's a requirement? Well, the Stamma just happened once. Not clear. The tremendous not for communists.
Is it Rome?
Huh?
Is it Rome? Was that
Rome? I don't know. Yet? I don't remember. So, both of us will stop here. Tomorrow, I hope we'll get the Atlas. And you finish the map.